Rachel Reeves.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We on this side of the House support the principle of universal credit, but we've repeatedly raised concerns about the Secretary of State's ability to deliver. Since 2011, the Secretary of State has consistently promised that 1 million people would be claiming universal credit by April 2014. Can he now tell the House how many people he actually expects to be claiming universal credit by then, and whether he will proceed with the previously announced plans to close down new claims for tax credits by that date?
Can I start by welcoming the Right Honourable Lady to her position? Can I tell her, as I told the committee and I've said consistently, that universal credit will be rolled out within the timescales we set, that we are planning very clearly to enrol as many people in it as possible. This will be a success. And I say to her, if she says that she is in favour of it, perhaps she could explain why they have voted against universal credit at the start and continue to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Despite what the Secretary of State says, the truth is that by April next year, it will be possible to claim the universal credit at just 10 job centres, 10 out of a total of 772. Meanwhile, the National Audit Office says that £34 million has already had to be written off, £303 million is now at risk, and ministers have failed to set out how this policy will work. It's a catalogue of errors. So can the Secretary of State tell us how much money spent on the project will be money down the drain? And instead of blaming everybody but himself, wouldn't it be better for the Secretary of State to turn down the volume on off-the-record briefings against his own permanent secretary and start taking responsibility for his own failed policy?
Well, just in case she doesn't realise it, this is not a failed policy. It will roll out successfully. Oh, wait a minute. On time and in budget. Where do the word failure apply to that? Can I just say, the Right Honourable Lady is part of a party who, and more than £28 billion wasted on IT programmes, complete chaos most of the time they were there. This will roll out on time and in budget. And I want to say to her, if she'd like, she can come in any time when we announce out the new reset and come and talk to us about it. And for once, maybe once, instead of voting against stuff and then saying she supports it, she might tell us how many of the benefits they voted against are they now in favour of the cuts.